Greetings. You're now listening to the most handsome and intellectually superior specimens on Earth. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Starts now.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is where you are. We hope that you're doing well. We're pleased to be able to bring you another episode of I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It. My name is Fresh, and we're thankful that you decided to join us today. Before we get into this week's episode, I'd like to remind you that if you like what you hear, to please, please, please go to Apple Podcast and rate our podcast and leave us a comment or two. Now, without further delay, man, we're going to jump right into this particular episode. I'd like to introduce my partner, who is a connoisseur of all things cultural. He is my partner in podcast crime, Reg. What's up, pimpin'?
Fresh, I hadn't seen you since the last time I saw you, brother. What's happening, man?
Man, it's been a minute. Yeah, man. Welcome back to the podcast airwaves, man. You know, we've been on hiatus for a minute. I mean, it's been a minute. Last episode that we launched was episode 48 back in late October.
Right.
Took November, December off, man. You know, I was out doing my thing scholastically.
Yeah,
if you will.
I want to personally say congrats to you, brother, for hard work with getting that done. So
I appreciate it.
You're now a master.
I'm a master.
Yeah, master.
Master of business administration, concentration being in supply chain management. So
keep it rolling, brother.
Yeah, man. You know we gotta do what we gotta do, man. That shit took a lot out of me, bro. Especially that, you know, those last couple months, man. So I had to step back and make the main thing.
True.
You know, we had to keep it thorough.
Prioritize, man. Yeah.
Right. Got to keep it thorough like that, man. I got responsibilities and shit and a lot of motherfucking money on the line when you talk about a graduate education. So, you know, I got to make sure that fuck that money up, man. So yeah, man. But yeah, we're back though, man. I got a lot of texts, a lot of messages. I actually responded to all of them, man, because you know how we do, man. Text line 704-946-6060. Got a lot of text.
I got a lot of personal inquiries.
Right, man. Yeah, me too, man. It's you know, people really checking for us, man. And we appreciate that.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. Yeah, man. We're not going through no new edition shit or no anything. Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, it ain't never no shit like that.
Yeah.
Ain't never no shit like that. But yeah, we just had business to take care of, man. And so we wanted to come back real quick with this bonus episode to kind of do like a little recap of the things that we've done and things that we're gonna do, answer a couple questions, and then keep it moving and get everybody back on code. You know what I'm saying? Because I see a lot of bullshit out there, man. A lot of podcasts popping up.
Yeah,
they on that bullshit.
Same.
And I tried to tell y'all, man, that shit is not moving us forward. It's like motherfuckers want to do it for the selfie instead of doing it for the bigger picture.
Right.
That's not what I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It is about. I mean, we enjoy being noticed in public. We enjoy the messages. We enjoy all this shit. But man, if you're doing this shit for anything other than moving our community and our culture forward, man, I need you to really get the fuck out of this shit.
Yeah. For the culture, man.
Yeah. I mean, you got to do this shit for a purpose, man. I mean, if you're doing it just to be famous, I don't respect that shit. I don't respect that shit.
Right.
And I still listen to a ton of podcasts, man. I listen to a lot of shit, and there's still a lot of clown shit out there, man. I mean, and I guess it has its place. I mean, but you know, a lot of that shit is not really entertainment.
Right, right.
It's just clown. It's buffoonery. It's coonery. It's clown shit. Yeah. And I don't like. So I guess I'm sounding like the old ass get off my lawn dude again, but. But you know, man, I mean, yeah, it's a lot of shit out there, man. It really just makes my ass itch, man.
Yeah,
you know, that's why we had to come back, bro. We had to come back to put this shit. You know, we need a little bit of balance to the universe. We need balance, in the force.
There you go.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Preach, man.
I feel like we're Jedi's on this shit, man. Because it's like, you know, we're not. You know, people. There's a common misconception about this particular podcast, man, and.
What's that?
The misconception is that you know, we're two old dudes that just talk about a bunch of old people shit.
Oh, okay.
But if that's your opinion, I mean, that's fine. I appreciate you listening nonetheless. But cultural relevance is what we're looking to maintain. I mean, we may never get to the popularity of some of these mainstream shows that have the money machines behind them to make them famous regardless of the content. But I would rather be able to sleep at night than to see my motherfucking soul for some listens and some other shit, man. It's like, man, all popularity is not good popularity, man. And the fight that we need to fight is not in a lot of this clown shit that's out there. And this ain't a podcast that's going to call somebody out and diss them, because I respect what it takes to make a show and to keep a show going and to continuously come up with content.
Right.
But I feel like that as a podcast community, especially a Black podcast community, that it should be more focused on moving shit forward in an entertaining way.
Right.
Don't bring us down for the sake of you getting listens and for the sake of you trying to be entertaining. Cause some of this shit is just fucking stupid. And then on top of that, if you don't produce it well, if it doesn't sound good, if you don't know, if you don't know how to make your shit sound good, man, just stop, man. Get to learn how to
maybe
do this shit.
Maybe they don't know.
And I'm just saying, just stop and learn how to do it. Cause I honestly get a lot of DMs, man, from other podcasts that say, hey, look, check us out. I like your show. Check us out, whatever. And I honestly listen. When I get a request from a fellow podcaster to listen to their work, man, I do it. Like, straight up. I really do.
Okay.
And a lot of times this shit is very disappointing. There's been very few that I have, listened to that are small outfits that have things together as far as the sound quality, as far as the cohesiveness, as far as having a structure, as far as having, the content that I really want to be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of shit is, and it's easy to get into this ramble mode because, we fall into it sometimes too, get off on tangents and stuff, but man, let's work together to try to, if anybody needs any type of, constructive criticism, because like I said, I'm never going to call a particular podcast out on this show because that's shit's counterproductive.
Yeah, that's a little lame.
Hit a motherfucker up, man, because I'll give you all the game that I have, provided that you want to try to make your shit better. But if you're doing clown shit and you hit me up, I'm going to say no, because your content is not something that's moving us forward. And I think that we have to stand up against bullshit like that. You got a medium that you can grow into something big and really affect people. Why the fuck would you waste your time clowning?
Yeah. And you mentioned cultural relevance earlier, and that should transcend age too, because in other words, real should recognize real, depending on what are you trying to accomplish out there? What is your message to the people? If you say clowning, but if you're about, just really being a one track type of podcast that doesn't have a message or anything that's encouraging or empowering to us, then, that's pretty much what you're talking about. It has to have some relevance and has some, something to stand on, some foundation to what you're really trying to accomplish.
So yeah, man, we're back to basically, like I said, bring some equilibrium back to this motherfucker, man, because obviously, what we do is still important. At least I like to think it's important, from a maturity perspective. I think that what we do and how we do it is still relevant, man. So that's the reason why we back up in this bitch, man. And we got about maybe 3 or 4 episodes to get acclimated again and put our feet back on you motherfuckers next, because it's time out for the clown. I hate that clown shit, man.
Yeah.
I hate that shit, man. So, but man, I want to get to a couple questions real quick that we had, man. One question I think we've pretty much already answered. Somebody texted me and said, "Nigga, where y'all at?"
That's pretty straightforward. Where y'all at?
Yeah,
like,
man.
Like, late so, to the cookout?
Right, right. Yeah. So again, you know, just in case you've missed the first 10 minutes of this shit, you know, I was in school with a pretty heavy course load, trying to get my master's degree and whatnot. Had to step back and handle my business. But in the meantime, you know, me and Reg are always in discussion about what we're going to do to try to take the podcast forward, which leads me to the second question that I had was like, you know, what's up for the new year? What are y'all going to be doing? And I want to let people know that one of the ideas that we have, besides a, you know, revamp merchandise store and, you know, new products coming out and things like that to try to help finance the venture that we're partaking in. I mean, we're going to have a mobile arm of the, I could be wrong, but I doubt it podcast, where we want to, you know, visit Black businesses, you know, within our reach to help promote them and, you know, broadcast or do a podcast from those locations. So, you know, restaurants and other service providers and things like that. I mean, we want to fuck with you, man. We want to put you, on blast in regards to, you know, getting people to know what you do, how you do it, why you're the best at what you do, and to, you know, to give you an opportunity to connect with potential customers. I mean, this is not something that I'm like going to send you an invoice for. This is on the strength of being a Black person trying to do the right thing.
Right. And that's just an extension of what we've already done.
Exactly.
As far as, you know, highlighting and headlining Black businesses. So,
right. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, so many times, man, I've had conversations with people that have texted in. Once again, text line 704-946-6060. About what the purpose of the podcast is, and I've said this so many times, it's for the accentuation and preservation of our culture. We want to move the culture forward. We are into economic empowerment. We're into, you know, treating Black women right, you know, Black love, Black nuclear families. I mean, all the shit that, you know, the people really should be focused on to make sure that we're around this motherfucker later on down the line.
Right.
You know, people going into this shit with their eyes wide shut, man. They see a lot of shit going on, but they don't understand what they need to do to maintain their existence. And that shit really revolves around your ability to generate long-term wealth for your family. So as much as we can help do that shit too, we're going to jump into that. You know, I mean, my whole thing is this, man. I consider people around me my family. But I've had to cut a lot of motherfuckers off, man, because... And I think it was, I can't remember the rapper that said this shit, but I felt this shit, bro. You know, I ain't really one that just internalizes what other motherfuckers say, but it was Fat Joe. He said, man, we can't be family, man, if we're not showing each other how to get to the bag.
Mm.
You know, if and so I'm just saying, man, if you can't help me move to the money,
no doubt,
I can't really fuck with you, man. You know, if you're not supporting Fresh Originals, if you're not supporting, you know, our other ventures, you know, Posh Premium Ale, you know, shit like that, man. If you're not supporting other Black businesses, I can't fuck with you, man. You know, I just can't do it no more. It's time out for the dumb shit. And, you know, that's how we're going to move in 2020. Everybody's on this like, oh, this is a 2020 new year, new me. All that bullshit. Well, it's 2020. Fresh is back in this motherfucker, and I'm the same grumpy ass motherfucker that I have been. So I'm gonna be on your neck about that dumb shit, and we gonna be right up in your face about moving this Black shit forward. So, but go ahead, man.
No doubt.
What you got up for this, man?
Nah, man. I can only piggyback, but I look forward to the year with with my head up. I like what some of the things that we are looking to do down the line, and everything that is done for with a purpose. I can only just sort of fall back with what you already said, but it's done with a purpose, and it's done for that purpose being Black empowerment. And I know that's a very vague statement. You've probably heard me say that before, but you have to stay focused in the things that you say and do. Sometimes we laugh and have fun with top tens and other things,
mm-hmm.
but ultimately, even that's for a purpose. We don't just sit and do top tens for, you know, just
for the hell of it.
Yeah, for the hell of it. We do it to sort of accentuate the culture and talk about things that a lot of listeners don't know. So we learn, still in a learning stage about everything. And that's the attitude that I take. But I think 2020 to me is about having a purpose. I think each year should be that way, but definitely, being more keen to doing something with a purpose and thinking black first, be one.
Yeah, man, because I don't want people to get the wrong impression, man. Cause I've been going off for the past few minutes, man, about a lot of the dumb shit that's coming across the airwaves or whatnot. But I mean, we all like to be entertained, and I like to be entertained too. But you got to be self-aware, man. You got to understand when your shit's not hot. You got to understand when your shit is clownish. You know what I mean? You got to understand that not everybody is meant to talk about, relationships, and not everybody is a comedian. And, you know, sometimes motherfuckers just aren't that funny. And it doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It doesn't mean anything about you personally, except that, you know, maybe this medium is a little bit too much, you know, for you, because like I said, we still have growth, you know, opportunity for growth too. But you know, our listenership lets us know that we're doing it
right,
the right way.
There's a demand.
For it. So, and if there's a demand for dumb shit, I'm okay. Then that just shows where we're at, but we got to be a little bit more diligent in trying to put a little bit more positive and critical programming together for people that are actually trying to consume this shit. We're not all about, you know, our community can't be all about, you know, just twerking. Dumb shit all the time. You know, I mean, and don't get me wrong, man. I like some motherfucking twerking. I mean, if you want to send send me some twerk video. No, I'm just playing. But I'm just saying, I mean, you know, there has to be a little bit of critical analysis of the direction in which our community is going. That's all I'm saying. And you know, there's more of the aforementioned dumb shit than it is the shit that we do. And
a lot of those podcasting is like people are doing it like, you know, every day now.
Right. This shit popping up.
Yeah. So it's a popular thing. And I appreciate the podcasting community, but it's, you know, once you weed out, you know, the ones that are real from unreal, It's pretty obvious. Right. And I think a lot of them are in the game as, I'm not going to use the word agent, but you know, they know what they're doing to sort of help dissolve and deceive the real from an unreal as well.
Right.
So, you know, it can, those are people, listeners who are on the border, on the fence, as far as like what they should be listening to and, you know, what they get from it, can be a little confusing, but
right.
I'm telling right now, what we say, we really put time and effort into it. What time we do have as working, professionals. So we really mean this shit,
right? And that's why it's, you know, we're serious about everything that we do. That's why it was important that, because I could have put out a bunch of episodes, man. We could have done some quick shit and really just put the shit out there just to try to keep people on, you know, trying to breadcrumb people, leave a trail of shit. But I felt like that it was more important to be as authentic as possible, and as self-aware as possible, knowing that my workload and the things that I had going on in my personal life were more important, number one, than the podcast. And number two, took up more time than I realized that it would take. So I didn't want to half-ass the show.
That's some true shit, because, you know, I mean, hats off to you, because, you know, one thing I appreciate with you is that your work ethic. And I believe in the integrity of work ethic. And I think, you know, there have been some podcasts that you guys hadn't heard and fresh to say, no, I'm not going to air that, or we got to redo that one over. So, you know, and while he's in school and doing, you know, taking care of his business. So I just reiterate, you know, hats off to you for work ethic and like really meaning this.
Well, checks in the mail, brother. Checks in the mail. I appreciate that. I appreciate that, man. But hey, man, I'm going to let y'all know, man, we're still on Apple Podcasts. Podcast is still available on Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, CastBox, Podbean. Shit, a whole bunch of other motherfucking places, man. You know, wherever you want to consume it, we're more than likely there. You can also connect with us on our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at ICBW Podcast. That's at ICBW Podcast. Be sure to like, comment, follow, subscribe, all that, man. You can also check us out on the website at ICBWpodcast.com. Yeah, man, we're going to, we got some new shit coming out, man, it's in the merchandise store. I know I've been saying this shit forever, but, you know, I'm redesigning it to make it easier for people to, you know, to get shit, man, because, you know, doing that shit personally, man, it's kind of tomorrow too. Shout out to everybody who has a shirt so far, though, man. You know, we're going to, got a couple more designs that I'm working on too. And since I'm free, this shit about to, I'm about to hit him in the face with this shit, bro.
It is.
That's what it's going to be. Good, so, man. So yeah, be prepared to buy about 40 or 50 of them bitches, man, because that's how we coming out, man. So, but nonetheless, man, we'll see you on the next show. This is a bonus episode. There's no real structure, no real content. We just wanted to, you know, reintroduce ourselves, if right. you will, to let you know that no, we're not dead. No, we're not. No, we haven't broken up. And yes, we back up in your motherfucking grill.
Be good and be safe. Behave, brother.
We out.
I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you. Expression reds, their curators are cool. The culture and consciousness brought directly to you. Tune in every week for the newest of new and occasional politics as it pertains to you. Divergent point of views make for a whole picture, and we suggest you get your money up and take the shit with you. Ain't no fountain to you, but it's a secret elixir to ensure the black man as a permanent fixture. Standing here in America behind enemy lines, where more often than not my skin's considered a crime. Cops kill us daily and will never do time, while a crooked ass judge decides to fate for mine. One day at a time is what my mama would say, and since mama said living ain't no time to play, and since I got a little game, I'ma give it away. But let's start the show before I get carried away. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you.
You just tuned in to I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It, hosted by Fresh and Reg. Holla back next week.